know, I'm not going to lie, it took me a couple of weeks to figure out what was going on. When I bought the car, the driver's side brake caliper was sticking. So I took the cab brake caliper off, I took it out, I disassembled it, I cleaned all the seals on it, I reassembled it, cleaned it all up good, and the damn thing still hung up. And it's like, this doesn't make any sense because I can collapse the caliper with my hand. I said, so I know the piston's not sticking. You know. So I went down and I bought a brand new caliper, $119 or something. I put it on there and it did the same damn thing. And it's like, what the hell? And then the passenger side one started doing it. It's like, this doesn't really make a lot of sense. It's one time I can drive it and it acts perfectly normal. Next time I drive it, it's like I've got a 3-second delay every time I take my foot off the brakes before the car will start rolling. So I told my son, he says, how many miles I got on it? I said, well, it's got 111,000 on it. He says, the brake fluid needs to be changed. So we changed the brake fluid, but only a little dribble would come out on both sides in the front. And I said, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I said, with you standing on it, I said, all I get is a little squirt out of it. I don't get a squirt out of it like you're supposed to. It's just more of a dribble. And I said, let's do something stupid. I said, let's bleed it at the top where it goes into the rubber lines. Bled up there and oil came out. Just tons of it. And I told him, I said, I know what's going on. He said, what's that? I said, the damn hoses are, they're collapsed. Where they crimp them, they put a metal sleeve on them, and they crimp them, and that's where they attach them to the strut to keep them from rubbing on the tire and stuff. Where they put that crimp at, it squeezed the rubber hose together on the inside, and it started failing and collapsing and acting like a sticky valve.